Level 1, Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
Good morning. I called you in today to talk about student recruitment. In the past, we've talked about posting on our homepage, but perhaps there are better ways to utilize social media. Have you got any ideas?
First, I absolutely agree with using social media. Off the top of my head, I would say that posting photos and videos of our students participating in activities and having fun will showcase the daycare's programs.
That's a great idea. I was also thinking we should host an open house where parents and their children can visit and see our facilities.
So, about the open house, I have two ideas. First, I can start working with teachers to put together some fun activities, and also, we could offer special discounts for families who enroll during the event.
Those sound amazing. How do you think we can reach out to families who have expressed interest?
Maybe we can collect contact information and send personalized emails or call prospective parents and provide them with additional information.
Thank you for your input, Sarah.
Question 1. To discuss student recruitment. 2. To discuss ways to improve staff performance. 3. To plan a fundraising event. 4. To showcase the daycare's facilities. Question 2. Displaying artwork created by the children. 2. Hosting the event at a different location. 3. Providing parents with a special discount of one-day daycare. 4. Offering an early bird discount for families who enroll during the event. Question 3. Visit their homes to answer questions. 2. Send them a brochure in the mail. 3. Collect their contact information and sending personalized emails. 4. Offer them a free trial day of daycare.
Conversation 2.
Hey, did you enjoy the first day of school?
Just barely. How was it for you?
It was hectic like always, but it seemed like some of the new kids were nervous or even scared, much more than usual.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I think some of it is an effect from the pandemic, but in fairness to us, I also think we did a good job of making them feel as comfortable as possible.
I tried to engage them with some fun activities, like coloring and playing with blocks. And I think the snack time helped, too.
Oh, the snacks were a big help. I had a few kids who were really anxious and upset, and giving them a snack seemed to calm them down.
Question 4. Their summer vacations. 2. The first day of school. 3. Their lesson plans during the pandemic. 4. Making snack time fun. Question 5. One. The summer heat. Two. The difficulty from separating from parents. Three. The recently ended pandemic. Four. The new school building. Question. 6. One. Removed the blocks the children were playing with. Two. Colored their snacks to make them more exciting. Three. Made refreshments that gave the children more energy. 4. Prepared activities the children were really into doing. Question 7. One. It made them more upset with the teacher. Two. It gave them a sugar rush. Three. It helped them relax. Four. It gave them something to do with their hands.
Conversation 3.
Are we making a treasure book today?
Yes, we are. What kind of treasures do you want to put in your book?
I want to put in pictures of my family and my dog.
That sounds wonderful. Let's get started by choosing the color of cardstock for the cover.
Okay. I want pink. What's cardstock?
Look at this heavy paper on my desk. It's stronger than regular paper, so it's perfect for a cover.
Question 8. One. A map. Two. A book. Three. A treasure chest. Four. A treasure hunt. Question 9. One. What color to choose? Two. How to make a cover? Three. What treasures to include in the book? Four. A word the teacher used. Question 10. One. An object on the desk. Two. A book cover. Three. Regular colored paper. Four. A photo.
Listening Section Part 2. Passage 1.
Recently, there has been a sharp increase in the number of international families moving to Japan. Naturally, the challenges for both parents and daycare centers continue to increase as well. Particular challenges include how to make international parents aware of the services available to them, and how to help daycare centers provide services that benefit everyone. A number of centers have begun working on providing an educational experience that supports the development of social and emotional skills. It is believed that such skills will teach the children to become productive members in an increasingly global society. Additionally, to ensure that these students receive the best possible care, daycare centers are faced with the challenge of accommodating the needs of non-Japanese-speaking children. For instance, some centers are hiring bilingual staff members or providing language classes to the staff to facilitate communication with the children and their families. Finally, centers have begun cultural activities that not only help international students learn about Japanese culture and language, but also introduce foreign culture to Japanese students. By creating a welcoming and supportive environment, Japanese daycare centers can provide international students with a positive educational experience.
Question 11. One. Families from different cultures living in Japan. 2. All children in daycare. 3. Japanese children learning foreign culture. 4. International teachers. Question 12. One. How to let parents know about their services. Two. How to increase international families. Three. How to promote empathy and conflict resolution. Four. How to continue teacher benefits. Question 13. One. To promote physical fitness. Two. To teach children Japanese culture and language. Three. To prepare children for a global society. 4. To teach children cognitive skills. Question 14. One. Hiring bilingual staff members. 2. Teaching parents Japanese language. 3. Introducing foreign culture to Japanese students. 4. Creating cultural activities. Question 15. One. Japanese culture and language are important for all students to learn. Two. Daycare centers should provide only educational experiences. Three. daycare centers are finding ways to face challenges with international families. 4. Daycare centers are struggling to be positive.
Passage 2.
By actively listening to children's problems, daycare caregivers can help them build empathy, communication, and self-awareness. Active listening is when a caregiver engages with a child by kneeling down at a child's eye level and includes such cues as nodding or otherwise acknowledging the child's feelings, by either empathizing with what the child has said, or asking open-ended questions to encourage the child to continue talking. It should be noted that while listening to a child's problems is necessary and good, research has shown that directly teaching children problem-solving activities is the best way to prepare them for figuring out how to solve their own problems in the future. Incorporating problem-solving activities into the school's curriculum can help children develop critical thinking and analytical skills. For example, caregivers can engage children in activities such as designing structures using foam blocks or using technology to teach children a solution to a problem. Though the activities are seemingly disconnected from the problems children may talk about, the results clearly show that by incorporating such classroom activities, children not only learn how to problem solve but also develop confidence in their own abilities to find solutions without help from adults.
Question 16. One. When a caregiver ignores a child's problems. Two. When a caregiver engages with a child by kneeling down at their eye level. Three. When a caregiver only listens to a child's problems. 4. When a caregiver talks over a child. Question 17. One. Children learn how to solve problems independently. 2. Children become more reliant on adults for help. 3. Children lose their ability to think critically. 4. Children develop a fear of problem-solving activities. Question 18. One. It's not necessary to carefully listen to a child's problems. Two. Problems always negatively impact child development. Three. Just listening to a child's problems is enough. 4. Children need to be listened to. Question 19. One. Passively watching online videos. 2. Watching the teacher's actions. 3. Building things using blocks. 4. Avoiding technology in the classroom. Question 20. One. to force children to learn a foreign language. 2. To discourage children from becoming independent. 3. To prevent children from developing self-awareness. 4. To give children confidence.
Passage 3.
Dear colleagues, as we approach the summer months, I wanted to take a moment to clarify the correct method for using paid holidays. I should also mention that so far there haven't been any problems, so this is only for information. Furthermore, when taking paid holidays, it is important to confirm that all necessary documentation has been completed prior to leaving for holiday, including requesting and receiving written approval from the principal. Failure to do so may result in a delay in payment or other administrative challenges. Taking paid holidays when not entitled to do so, or taking sick leave instead of using paid holidays, can impact the quality of care we provide to our children. Furthermore, such actions can damage the trust between staff and management, and can negatively impact morale and team dynamics. Therefore, I would encourage everyone to use paid holidays in accordance with the policies of Sunnyside Daycare. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation in this matter.
Question 21. One. There have been many problems with how teachers are using paid holidays. Two. Everyone should use as many paid holidays as possible. Three. There are too many paid holidays. Four. Teachers should be reminded how to take paid holidays. Question 22. One. As soon as possible. Two. At the beginning of the school year. Three. At the principal's office. 4. Well, before they go on vacation. Question 23. 1. Nothing, they will be paid regardless of missing paperwork. 2. They might not get paid on time. 3. They will not be allowed to take paid holidays in the future. 4. They will be given a warning but not face any further consequences. Question 24. 1. Having fun on a paid holiday. 2. Suddenly getting sick and leaving school. 3. Using sick days instead of paid holidays. 4. Forgetting your paid holiday. Question 25. 1. asking for permission to use paid holidays. 2. Not asking for approval for paid holidays. 3. Using paid holidays when sick. 4. Encouraging staff to use sick days.